It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt, your host on The Morning Show. And Pixies are at Coachella tomorrow and in the studio here in Northridge this morning. Welcome, guys. This is a little bit last minute. We knew you were coming, but you got here early.
You know, we got here early because we took the, there's a new wormhole that's popped up between West Hollywood and the San Fernando Valley.
Wow.
And you can make it in about 6 minutes.
That is fantastic. Can you tell me where you can get into that? Is it like through a hotel door or something? Is it just like a...
Well, I was texting at the time, so I missed the actual entrance, so I don't really know where it is, but that's what happened.
Oh, man. So you never find it again.
John Malkovich, right?
Ah, see? Now you're going too far. Well, listen, it's unusual, I guess, for a band to be early. That's all I'm saying. But you guys knew no better. You just jumped in the wormhole, and here you are. David Lovering accompanies Pixies on percussion. Joey Santiago, of course, and Black Francis. And Paz, I hope I say your name right, Paz. L'Enchantin?
L'Enchantin.
Close enough. Okay. So you're going to play some songs for us acoustic. We're going to hear a couple, and then we'll come back and catch up about what's been going on.
Okay.
New album, obviously. First new music for 21 years, which is quite something. And an acoustic set with Pixies on The Nick Show. It's KCSN.
Oh, we're playing right now. That's the deal, huh?
If you want to.
I guess I was looking for someone to like to point their finger at me or something like in the TV shows.
Yeah.
But this is a radio show, isn't it? This is called Greens and Blues. Here we go.
Together, and you know it's true. My bits all wander in the trees. And if I ever seem a little strange, would you excuse me, please? I said I'm human, but you know I lie. I'm only visiting this shore. I'll soon be leaving in the outbound tide. I pray again we will meet. I'm wasting your time just talking to you. But you know I lie. I'm only visiting this shore. I'll soon be leaving in the outbound tide. I pray again we will meet. I'm wasting your time just talking to you. Maybe best you go on.
called Silver Snails. Or Silver Snail. I can't remember if it's singular or plural. I don't remember. But hit it, Joe. Here we go. On my way back to one, half asleep with a loaded gun, in a room with a light bulb sun. Ain't no place for to hide. Follow me, see my silver trail. Blessing me, when is a snake a tail? I am the silver snail on my way back to one. Seven sun, then I count to a million. He will awake from his dreams, find his way in these honey beams, find a way to the cream of. To one, half asleep with a loaded gun, in a room with a light bulb sun. On my way back to one, half asleep.
It's 88.5 KCSN and Pixies live in studio with us this morning on the Nick Harcourt Show. Silver Snails and Greens and Blues, new songs from new album. And Indie Cindy, the name of the new one. The guys just dropped by this morning to play a couple of songs for us. So once again, thanks to Pixies coming in with the acoustic version. David Lovering, along with Joey Santiago, Black Francis, and Paz Lenchantin, who are playing for us. We got another song before we jump out, but maybe we could get a quick conversation in. You can hear me in there, all right, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, again, congratulations on finding that wormhole over here. It's fantastic. I wish you could let me know where it was. But why don't we talk a little bit about... I was just talking to Simon, who works with you here, and I was going, yeah, it's just been a couple of years since they did Coachella. He's like, no, that was 10 years ago, mate.
Yeah.
You're going back out there for a show tomorrow, but 10 years since... I guess the first sort of reincarnation of Pixies, and it continues. You've been on the road now since September, but this new album, I'm told, you actually recorded a little while ago. Maybe you could tell us about the new release.
Well, as you say, it's called Indie Cindy, which is a nice rhyming title, I think.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah. I wish I could say that I invented it, but I found out there's a comic book called Indie Cindy also, which predates our Indie Cindy.
Yeah, but did you think of it not knowing that there was a comic book?
True. Well, good point.
That's
good
okay.
Touche. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, this,
and you can't copyright a title, so I was good in that department. So we called it Indie Cindy. Recorded in Monmouth, Wales, at a famous residential recording studio. In fact, the first residential recording studio
Rockfield.
On the planet Earth, Rockfield. Yeah. That's right.
And some of the people who've recorded there include?
Let's see, Rush, Queen, who else?
Dave Edmunds.
A lot of Dave Edmunds tracks have been done there. We're thinking of a lot of classic stuff, but of course a lot of contemporary, I think Oasis did a record there. And
I was told Adam and the Ants.
Yeah, probably, yeah, I would imagine.
But Queen recorded there. That's enough for me, right?
Yes,
there.
Well, they have the, matter of fact, we noodled around an awful lot on the Bohemian Rhapsody piano, which
oh
is
my
there,
gosh.
A fine piano there. And I don't think it made it on the record, but, you know, we did play it.
This just came out of left field for me and into my head. What do you think about Queen going out without Freddie Mercury singing?
You know, I say that... I mean, I think that's fine. I think it's absolutely fine. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, these are first world problems. This is just music and stuff. And let's not make too big a deal out of everything. You know, I mean, I'm sure that Freddie Mercury is totally fine with it if they pick the right guy. You know what I mean?
I don't think he cares. Let's talk about the songs on this album. What period of time were they written over? Because I know that you recorded them a little while ago, a year or so ago.
Yes, exactly. Well, we recorded them about a year and a half ago, and I guess they were written about 2 years ago, about 6 months before the session.
What do Pixies have to say today?
What do we have to say? We only have something to say in those songs which have spoken word passages. Everything else is sung, and I don't know if when you sing something that you can interpret it however you'd like to interpret it. It's just fine.
I guess I'm trying to find out what the songs are about and what's what.
Well, it depends on which couplet you're talking about. So we're talking about 75 couplets or so. So. I don't know how long you have this.
I'm going to keep digging,
but okay.
Yeah, obviously, a band with the history of Pixies going away, coming back, and then recording new material. It's a different world. You're different people. Can you sort of put some?
I know
context?
Everyone has those jetpacks and stuff, and you know, apps for.
I don't do that stuff.
You don't do that stuff.
But no, but can you give me some sort of context
for
the material?
We'll show you some of our apps after the session here today, see if we can get you on board with some of this stuff. I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
Some context for new material for Pixies at this point.
Context. Let's see. What's the context? I need Joey, give me some context.
Context for what?
That's the record. The Randy Cindy, the band, the Pixies do what? What do we mean? Are we relevant, Joe? Vital, Joe.
Well, we released a record, so we're relevant.
That's the simple. That's all.
If it's on iTunes, we're relevant. Yeah. If you could download it, and if it's fresh, like an egg, like a brown egg, yeah, you're relevant, like an egg.
All right. From Joey Santiago. That's all I need. So you're not going to tell me anything about these new songs?
What do you want to know?
I don't know. I mean, you know, where are you coming from at this point in your life?
Where
you
am
know?
I coming from?
Yeah.
Where we're coming from? Well, we see.
Don't say Massachusetts.
Well, no, I don't know. The land where I was partly raised, right here in Southern California, actually, the band has a lot of California energy. Matter of fact, we store most of our equipment just off the tarmac at Burbank Airport, actually. And we rehearsed there also. And, you know, we've had a locker there at the Burbank Airport for over 20 years.
That's fantastic. I mean, do you rehearse in the locker?
Kind of. Well, they have bigger lockers.
I mean, you are Pixies, after all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not getting anything out of you, obviously. heading out to the desert tomorrow. And
right now, I mean,
you'll be performing tomorrow.
Momentarily.
Yeah.
After we perform this song, we'll be headed out to the desert. Yeah.
And then I'm also hearing that there's a lot of the European stuff. Just announced Glastonbury again.
So oh, yeah.
How many years later is that?
Like a bunch. Like, yeah. I don't know. We haven't played there since, like, I don't know, the early 70s or something.
And this one is kind of cool. Sydney Opera House.
Yes, four nights. If you don't mind my saying,
in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So classy.
Do you take an orchestra along for that?
We have an orchestra in Paz, actually, who can play about 25 of the orchestral instruments.
Just keep looping her.
You know, that's not a bad idea, actually. Paz loop. We gotta get one of those little loop. Can you get a loop app on your phone?
Save a couple of bucks on that. It's great to see you guys. I know it was last minute getting this session on, and I appreciate it as you do head out to Coachella. Do you stick around at those things, or just go in and do your thing and split?
Well, we do our thing, and of course, and then we party, and we watch if there was other artists. There's always other artists that we're interested in, so we tend to watch some other things going on, you know?
What's the last song you're going to finish up for us with?
This is an old song from our... I got to fix that B string there. From our first record called Come On Pilgrim, which was... Oh, Joe, can you give me a high E for me? Thank you. And it was recorded by Gary Smith, our producer at the time. And it was in 1986. We had sleeping bags because...
Fort Apache?
At Fort Apache, that's right. Yeah. We weren't allowed to go out of the studio after dark. It was in a kind of industrial neighborhood. And there was, a fish dealer downstairs who was actually a cocaine dealer, and I think that
fish and cocaine,
but it wasn't like, you know, little packets of cocaine. It was sort of like fish stuffed with cocaine. So it was kind of like,
I'll take
probably
one
like
of the
machine guns guys with machine guns downstairs.
I'll take one of the salmon, please.
So I'm just trying to give you some context for the recording of this song.
I'm not sure you should still be allowed to add in the daytime, to be honest with you, but
well, we do this song all the time. It usually takes me a while to kind of get in the mood, though. I have to keep tuning my guitar. I'm kind of doing a replication of our first gig. Hold on a second. We didn't have tuners or anything. And oh my gosh, there's the intro right there.
I live